have beamed into Area 54 with Tim and Mike.
what are we doing here?
Can't die.
54. Music from the future.
Across the ocean floor. You just heard the Thievery Corporation here on 94.7 FM Alternative Portland. Tim and Mike with you in the Chill Show. The song's called The Oscillator, and it can be found on Sounds from the Thievery Hi-Fi, an old album of Thievery Corporation's, one of their early ones.
Their first album,
actually, isn't it? Yeah.
That's what that's one of the CDs that we listened to where we recognize loops.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah.
The people took beats they're using in this.
Yep, that's they did that almost. Most of their early stuff was on acid.
They were on acid. They're using the program called acid. Maybe they were too.
Maybe both. Yeah. Bittersweet before that did a song called "The Mating Game." It's title track off that album.
They were on acid too.
And I doubt they were. That album is too well done. I think that they were pretty straight when they did that album. Waldeck before that did "Make My Day" off of their album "Ballroom Stories." I think those guys were drunk when they did that one. Portishead, they were asleep when they did this album, Third, off of Magic Doors.
Well, it is kind of a downer, this album. I don't know if they were asleep. It's dark.
It is what it is. I mean, that's what you expect with Portishead. This album, if you like the Portishead style, this album won't disappoint you. It's a lot like what they've had in the past. Belarus before that did a song called Minor Swing off of their album Turntable Soul Music. And then Karawan did Reflections of a Poem off of a great album of theirs called Pop a Reef. If you like that song, you'll like the rest of the album. The rest of the album is really good, too. I mean, they have their changes on it, but a lot of it is just you're not going to be disappointed if you get that album.
That's right.
There's more than three good songs on that record.
Oh, that's a good record.
Yeah.
Portishead is a good record. There's some good music on it, but it could be one of those CDs that if you're in the right frame of mind and you want to crawl underneath your bed and listen to music.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a friend in college who used to have certain music that he had to crawl underneath his bed and listen to.
It came from experience.
So I know what people listen to underneath their bed. Yeah,
I was saying
good. If you're
into Portishead, what did he listen to?
Oh, back then he was listening to the Smiths.
Oh yeah, okay, that makes sense now.
Back then, yeah, he was just so enamored with Morrissey. I think the lyrics spoke to him.
They did.
He had to crawl underneath his bed.
I'd get under the bed too if they spoke to me. Some of the stuff that Morrissey sings about, he's definitely not talking to me.
Well, he was talking to this guy anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, hopefully we'll see you guys at Cut Copy Monday night. We're going to be at
Cha
next week, Saturday, the 3rd, starting at 8 o'clock. We're going to be there early playing music and giving away some records from National Records. There's actually the new, the latest Tijuana Sessions, which you can't get in the stores until May 6th. So swing by and get it from us May 3rd, a couple days early.
Yeah.
And you can tell everybody, hey, I got the latest record before it even came out
for free.
All right. All right. We'll see you guys later.
Good night, everybody.